So what to do if the computer program software is very corrupted? Yeah. So there is, we always have free will. You know, our free will, the scope of our free will may be limited, but we never lose free will entirely. What do I mean by that? That, say, because of the software being corrupted, certain desires come very forcefully within us. We get certain urges, certain pullings. Come on, do this, come on, do that. Eat this, do that, touch that, whatever it may be. Now, when those forceful urges come, we may not be able to resist at that time. But it is not that those urges, they trouble us all the time. If we consider electricity wave, there are sometimes power spikes where suddenly the voltage goes up. So now these spikes are not constant. So like that, if you consider the graph of our desires, of our consciousness, sometimes some desires, some passions, some anger, whatever it may, sometimes it spikes up. Now depending on the extent of the corruption of the programming, how much the spike is, that will vary. But still, this spike is not constant. The spike is intermittent. It comes, it goes, it may come after some time again. So sometimes when the spike comes, it may be impossible to resist. But what is important is what we do between the spikes. If in between those spikes, so when the corrupt program starts acting up and makes us do something unhealthy, at that time, even if you are not able to resist, what do we do after that? What do we do in between the period? If in between, we are giving due time to strengthening ourselves spiritually.
Oh. Okay.
Spirit came out.
Good one.
Music was the motivation.
Okay, nice.
So till now, the mic was not on at all. It's gone off now, okay?
Yeah, it's on.
Okay, yeah.
So, if we understand that the spikes, they don't stay constantly, and in between we strengthen ourselves. I think it's not needed. I think or yeah. So, if we don't let the spikes define us, and okay, at that time I acted like that, but what do I do in the remaining period? But at that time I'm strengthening myself. If at that time I am doing things which cleanse me, which clarify my intelligence, then next time when the spike comes, I'll be able to better deal with it. I'll be able to resist it. So that the key thing is what we do in between the periods of the spikes. So the programming in itself is not immediately resistible. But in between, what do we do? To give an example, suppose there's a boxing match. You know, two players are fighting. And then one player just gives a big punch. And his player is knocked down. Now when they're knocked down, it's a punch which is knocking down. It's not knocked out. Now, if this player wants to again fight, what should this player do? You know, they should look for encouragement and they should look for their coach. Okay, what should I do? Come on, fight. You can win. Fight. Now, if this player who has been knocked down looks at the opponent, okay, can I win? What is the opponent going to do? Never! You're going to be killed. Accept defeat right now. Isn't it? So a player who wants to fight, a boxer, won't consult the opponent. The boxer has to consult the coach. Similarly, when we find that because of the corrupted programming, we end up doing something undesirable. So the same mind with its corrupted programming first tells us, do this. And then we do it. And the same mind then turns around and says, you fool, why did you do that? You are such a dumb person. You will never learn. You are hopeless. So the same mind first makes us do wrong and then beats us up for doing wrong. So in that way, we stay flawed by the mind. But what we need to do is, if we have some friends who can encourage us, especially if we have some spiritual friends, some spiritual guides, just like the boxer has a coach. The coach will encourage. Yes, you can do it. Rise. So if we have some friends like that, they will help us to rise again. That's the second thing. So, you know, we cannot become, we cannot do it alone. We have to do it with others. So if we have friends, that helps a lot. Spiritually minded friends who inspire us to rise again and move on. And the third thing is that with respect to our this corrupted programming, which makes us do wrong things. Now, actually, the urge to do something, it is not that it lasts for very long. It comes. When it comes, it is as if it is irresistible. But after some time, it subsides. So if we can somehow resist during that period, it will go away. So one way to resist it is, if I have a certain inclination to do certain things, then I try to create between me and the obstacle, me and that particular object, some obstacles. So for example, if somebody is an alcoholic, then they are told, if they want to recover from alcoholism, they are told, you know, don't go anywhere near a bar. Because if they are in the bar, then the urge comes and immediately they'll act on it. But if they don't keep alcohol close to them, then even when the urge comes, the urge may pull them to go there. But during that time, the spike may go down and they will realize, oh, why am I doing this? I don't need to do this. So if we can create some obstacles, if say somebody is addicted to internet surfing, now go and see, look at this site, look at that site, look at side, that side. Then have some regulation. Now parents put some parental control often for the computer devices that they give to their children. Why? Because they don't want them to surf unregulated. So like that, whatever it is our weaknesses, if we create some obstacle between us and that particular indulgence, then that can also protect us. So firstly, by knowing that the desires don't always come and not becoming discouraged with what we do during that desire, but trying to bounce back in the intervening period, and then having friends who will encourage us to bounce back, and creating some guards by which when the urge comes also, we don't fall. Internally, the desire may be strong, but externally, we may not succumb. By that, gradually, we can resist that, we can resist and reject the corrupted programming of the mind. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Yeah. Any other questions?